Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish Bang. Wish Bang. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook. Let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, so Caucasian and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan, black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Bowman. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
That song mixed and mastered by, of course, none other than D-187, One Man Army, man from U.S., as well as The Evil Swish and Sheriff Kilroy. I think one of the city's most deadliest diss records of all time that was just, of course, dealt with reality. This is none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 46. Man, M-A-N, abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. The number here for those online, feel free to join in at 646-478-0944. Have three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, You get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise you I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take time to talk to you and see what's on your mind. Now, since I don't get a chance to do this all the time, I'm going to let you know from, hold up, somebody wants to play a game. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the air? Goes out to Kathy Coleman. That's right. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the air? Goes out to, of course, Kathy Coleman. I want to thank you for at least entering in our little contest and being recognized. I always love doing that to people. Anyway, for those who are listening, I want to definitely point out that the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, starting low at number 10 and working our way to number 1, number 10, Lady Meatrice. Number 9, Beat Effect and DJ Tech, the Scarface album. Number 8, T-Rilla. Number 7, Emax, The Image. Number 6, Cleveland Soul that debuted. Number 5, Black House Sounds, Hot Songs, including the video with Suave Gotti. Number 4, wow, re-debut of Cleveland State University. Kumba Arts Festival and the Black on Black Crown Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop is this Saturday. Number 3, Forgotten Soldiers Entertainment. Get to that in just a little bit. Number 2, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. Honored last week, last Friday, and there's a workshop this week. Number 1, Oppressed People's Nation, OPN Entertainment. They honored the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, and they have a lot of different informational tools, values that's coming up this coming week. So with that being said, I'm always thankful for being able to at least be on air. I feel like the Creator has allowed that to happen for a reason. That's number one. Without that, hey, I know I wouldn't be here. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm looking at my phone numbers that I'll be going to shortly, which is the 216-486 phone number, followed by, of course, 216-703. And it's always good to have phone callers. So as I move my way out of one thing to another, I just want to let people know real quick. You all say I don't give out too much information. BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. That's BlackOnBlackCleveland.com, our official website. You can reach me also by Alfred Porter Jr., Facebook. I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, and that's Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook. And I'll let you all know that real quick, SOTC Radio, tonight, 1 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, that's WCSB.org, 89.3 FM, and also 216 Radio, Saturdays at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM also. So having done that part, now I can go up here and see what's going on with my 216-486 phone number. That's the 216-486. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, sir, I am doing great. And I'm calling in just to listen and to learn because I hear you got a whole lot of interesting facts to bring to us this day. So I'm going to yield and let you bring them to us so we can learn something. Thank you and have a blessed, you know, and I'm listening and I'll keep on listening.
All right.
Thank you.
Again. You're welcome. I appreciate that. You know, before I go into the next phone call, that'll give you time enough at 216-703 to get your, you know, whatever it is you want to say together. I'm just glad that people can constantly tune in and listen. If somebody wants to hang up and call back at a later time, I'll do my best to get back with you once you speak because it's important to consistently hear what's on your mind. I did want to throw out that what's important about it as I look back on my calendar, that sometimes you should never give up and count yourself out. I'll give you a quick lesson that maybe 3 months ago they had a Festival of Praise tour at the Wolfsting Center. And this story is about setting an example, you know, as a Christian. It was a gospel concert where Fred Hammond, Donnie McClurkin, they performed side by side. And that day I remember seeing Diane Devine, who's mentioned in the Black House Sounds Hip Hop Workshop theme song, and author Ebony Canyon of Survival Story, they were seen. The story I had to go back to real quick, just mentioned a brother by the name of Ken Lancey, productions and collaborations with Jay the Gospel Kid. Now, they celebrated Jay's 40 years in gospel music, and Ken Lancey allowed myself last year to perform in front of 5,000 people at the Wolstein Center. That was a Faith, Hope, and Love event that's been mentioned, you know, time and time again. But last year, Ken, he lost the mayor's race, but claimed he was running on Christian values. Now, it would have been easy for him to quit giving back. Giving back, he could have quit. But I remember when the Black Man's Army, 2 months ago, received a phone call where Lancey wanted us to be seen for all the great things that we've done. Some members of Black on Black Crime were invited also, and for what we do in the community. So we were invited, and he also gave out his own book at the end of the concert, the book which was called Working for the Greater Good of All, Really. And it spoke on building your own business. It gave Bible scriptures and reprinted the complete Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dialogue. And I just wanted to throw that out there because it's important for us when we get knocked back, think about what it is that you're representing and how that representation is supposed to be. Are you going to roll over? Are you going to just give up? Or are you going to get up off of your, dust yourself off, and be ready to do some more work? Real quick before I hit that 216703, hey, it's the Who Has the Power Radio Network. Who Has the Power Radio has a lot of different nights, but it's 7 p.m. on a Monday, Cleveland Standard Time, at 914-338-0665. They've supported our show and our listeners for a little while now, just like I'm about to support this person who just called in from 216703. How are you this evening?
What's going on, Al? This your boy, E.
What's going on, E?
Shit, man, just listening to you, man, tuned in for a minute. That's
oh,
about
I'm
it.
Glad you called. Hey, I'm glad to
info.
Have you listen. Well, we have some interesting info tonight, but I want to know from you, man, what is it that you do?
Well, basically, man, I write music and do a little bit of production on this internet radio network. You know what I'm saying? I got a Hood Talk and Hood Tunes radio throughout the week. Just trying to be like you.
I hear you. Because for those who don't know, they can use the same phone number of 646-478-0944 for the Elders Speak, Tuesdays at 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. They can use the number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk, which is Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Is my man Emax and the Mindset. International politics broke down to a local level. And, of course, that's 646-478-0944, Hood Tunes Radio. They have them listed for Fridays and Saturdays, but on that Saturdays, they have that Saturday night live, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where my man Emax deals with Music Business 101.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so I want to
know
from
you,
man. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm actually glad that I tuned in tonight, man, because I just wanted to hear, you know, if you had, you know, heard anything about this little decision that our president decided to make that's supposed to make our communities a little bit more police friendly.
Hey, he's now gotten himself into a whole nother world. He pulled a Zach Reed when talking about body cameras.
Right. 50,000
you know,
body cameras. It's more than 50,000 cops out there.
And you know what's so interesting? Go ahead, brother.
Oh, leave it to them. They're going to add some more. So, I mean, you know, I was just wondering what your thoughts was on it, because they keep on downplaying the fact they keep acting like these these police killings are just, you know, so matter-of-factly, you know, it's just like some odd things that's just been happening. It's nothing really serious that we need to worry about. And I've even heard, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and this black dude was talking about how black people need to stop killing each other, worry about that before they start worrying about the police killing us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm flabbergasted behind that. You know, it's almost like saying that they could do what they want to do as long as we beating ourselves up. So, I mean.
And that's the attitude that anybody who would be on the bigoted side of the fence or non-caring who think, well,
yep,
I made it out, I don't have to worry about it. Because there are a lot of police officers, black police officers, who happen to feel, hey, I can do it because I'm doing my job protecting these animals and others from each other. But those cameras
right.
that they are talking about might not help that much because a lot of people don't realize that when it comes down to it, and I'm glad you pointed it out, for a full-time state, city, university, and college, metropolitan and non-metropolitan, county and other law enforcement, you have about 683,000
right.
plus 120,000 full-time feds. And if those
right.
body cameras are going to work so great, people must remember one thing. There was a case in East Cleveland, and I know you remember it. The mother had called and talked about it on this Monday night radio program, and I stayed up to the facts as close to possible. Her sons were beat. They had a phone thing where they were giving out free wireless phones, and
yeah.
two police officers in East Cleveland rolled up, slammed them up, tore up their stuff and everything like that. They were wearing
mm-hmm.
body cameras, and the body
yeah.
cameras didn't come on until both boys were handcuffed in the back of the car cursing, and the body
didn't
cameras said, see what they did?
yeah. yeah. They turned them off,
so unless,
they turned them on.
There you go. So
I
unless you have...
they work remotely.
Thank you. So if you don't have those cameras already in place where as soon as the officer steps outside the office itself and steps outside the station, it automatically goes on, then you're
yep.
in trouble. It's not going to work
yep.
one way or the other for you. It's
mm-hmm.
a nice sounding thing, but it's not going
nice
to work.
And
it sounds beautiful, though.
mm-hmm. That's just like
I'm
saying
we
called
in.
Monitor.
you didn't lie. the revolution will not be
the police
televised.
Doing it. That's right. That's right.
It
the police
not be
ain't doing it. It's y'all. Y'all the ones doing
there
it, and we gonna wear these cameras just to prove it.
Yeah, right. That's right. and I can say we do need to watch ourselves better and take better
mm-hmm.
care of ourselves. But at the same time, the police are getting away with murder because they know that basically deep down inside, the union will protect them. And
yep.
with that being said, hey, why should I change my lifestyle? I've got the strongest
exactly.
union backing me up. And if I get
right.
charged or found guilty, I'll still have my job. And the city will pay it off for me. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I even get a few days off to rest my brain.
There you go.
with pay. With pay.
With
you
pay.
Know, when a lion tastes meat for the first time, okay, a lion is not a predator until it eats meat.
Right.
To taste that blood for the first time as a cub, when the mama goes out and finds a kill and brings it back to the pride, okay, or the,
yeah.
the male lion, and make the babies eat that. You know, it's
True.
Natural for them to eat meat, but they don't know what it tastes like until they sink their teeth into it. So,
wow.
on one hand, if a human being, you know, experiences pulling the trigger and killing somebody, okay, what makes you think that it doesn't turn into a I want to do it again situation? I never
yeah,
heard of a man
right.
pulling the trigger. People don't carry guns and not wanting to pull the trigger. If you pull the trigger one time, it's something about pulling the trigger. It's the way it feels in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you
I
happen
do.
To be one of those idiots that'll point it at somebody and pull the trigger, then it's a rush that you crave. It's something that you crave. I don't know if it's the sound of the bullet hitting a person's body or if it's the sound of the bullet coming through the barrel. I don't know what it is, but people
right.
that like shooting guns, you know, it's something about that shit. It's something that clicks in their brain and say, I need to go kill something. You know, but these motherfuckers don't hang out in the woods with the white folks with them rifles. You know, they scared. They'd rather stand on the corner and shoot at the people that look like them. So, I mean, I don't know what it is, man, with that mentality of got to shoot, you know. Fear is a wolf,
that's
man.
A
fear is
one.
A wolf.
Fear that's
is a wolf.
Deep one. Where can we tune in to you and your other shows again?
All right, well, as a matter of fact, tomorrow night we have the Elder Speak Show from 7 to 8. And on Wednesday night, we have Hood Talk Radio from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And these just basically the type of questions we ask and the conversations that we have right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I told you
and,
I'm trying to
hey,
be like you.
Hey, and I call into this gentleman's shows as well because it's important that we stay connected and keep connected.
All the
time. I appreciate
this
viewpoint, brother. I do.
Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Hey, no problem. Hold the line for just a moment, brother.
All right.
You know, and he's very modest because, you know, by him not only producing the show, he was the one who offered me a chance to be on Varsity, Varsity Records Entertainment, offered me the chance to do Blog Talk Radio. So I appreciate him very much for the opportunities. As a matter of fact, here's what's crazy about what he just said. Man, I got to play a song. It's crazy, just plain wrong or horrendous that 9 non-African-American Cleveland police officers filed a federal lawsuit accusing the Cleveland Police Department of racial discrimination based on their treatment of the 2012 November 29th 137 shots. Not only did the 8 white officers, that's right, 8 white officers, and a Zimmerman, I mean Hispanic, file the lawsuit on the eve of the 2-year memorial of 137 shots, but their claim is the police department, has history of treating non-black officers who shoot black residents more harshly than black officers who shoot black residents. In other words, the officers want free will. Now, let's go back to what my man Emax just said. Free will to gun us down, just like black cops. I want to thank O'Donnell, Diaz, Eric, Farley, Moore, Rinkus, Salupo, Sabolic, and Sistic, who are hurt by still being on restrictive duty, not earning overtime pay, and doing menial tasks as being too unfair for their involvement in 137 shots. Talk about pouring alcohol on open wounds. Man, if anybody wants to hang up a call back, they can. If not, they can still listen. Ooh, this is a little bit too much to handle, so I'm going to just put on a song and I'll be right back. Hey, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News, that's 646-478-0944. Number that may look attractive on your screen, feel free to use it.
You should let me follow you, girl.
Kitty, kitty, out the frame. Fuck the game. She moaning and screaming my name as I drain her body like a hot tub. No back rubs. All I wanna do is fuck. Her pussy, I'ma beat it up. Her name I already know, but it's cool. We can still do what we came to do. Let me help you out your shoes. Go ahead, take your clothes off, cut the phone off. I'ma hit it from the back, cause your ass on soft. Bang, 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 for an hour take off. Her legs shaking, I'm sweating hard. Her eyes twitch along, digging all in it. Beat it up, beat it up, got the song skipping. Twist positions on the ass, you can get it. I ain't letting up till we can't finish. You should let me fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I just wanna come to, come to. Yeah, I'm gonna get it in like a pro. We started on the bed and we ended on the floor. Round by round, got the blow by blow on video. Now you gotta go.
Do what I do. Cause you ain't never let no one let school like I school. Go ahead and let it out. Cause if you let me, I'ma get your body down all night. Even bolder, the pain come to hold you. I just wanna fold that pussy, control that pussy like a G do. It's a G-spot, now it's time for action. And you know I'm fucking backing. Satisfaction guaranteed. I know exactly what you need. So you should let me. You should fucking let me. Instead of walking around breathing all hot and heavy. So you should let me. Fuck you.
Fuck you, sit back, watch how you suck, boo. Keep digging deep, penetration, make you cry like dove, boo. Been wild balls with the pussy flat, hot tongue on the side of the clitoris. Be the finger in the booty, do my thumb like this. I'm a grown man, gonna take time with this. I'm thinking that you should let me fuck. Or you can keep calling that nigga you make love to. See, he don't choke you, pull your hair, he scared to smack that ass. Oh, put some in there, that new shit got you coming back. You should let me fuck you, girl. Let me put this good dick in your world. You should let me.
U.S. Riders, along with my man T. Rilla, and you are still listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets Music Activism News. Should let you know that on the Facebook page or Blog Talk, you can always type in The Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Radio. That'll be a real nice thing to do. And I'm going to take the time to just let people know some of the things that's coming up, such as tomorrow, 6 p.m., voiceofradio.com. You have that Spitboxes FM. Flowmasters. Then at 8 p.m., join us at Spitboxers event, which happens at 3327 Sackett off West 25th at City Break Studio. B-Boys, Graph, Written, MC Battles, as you have Days One and the Wolfpack Nation performing tomorrow evening. Then this coming Thursday, OPN presents Solutions Rally for Social, Economic, Political Change. And that will be happening this Thursday, December 4th, at the OPN Community Center. That's 15453 Euclid Avenue. At 5:30 p.m., this week's speakers will include Ernie Smith, Rico King, Chris Johnson, and some loudmouth by the name of Al Porter Jr. And every time I look up, I see that guy's name everywhere. I'm getting a little bit tired, but I might take the chance to go see what he has to say. And you follow that up with Thursday. See you a couple of days after that on Saturday. This Saturday, Cleveland State University has a special free event all day. It's, well, first is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. The same Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop that OPN paid tribute to last Friday. But this Saturday, 1:45 p.m., 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 21st and Euclid. Large classroom, 136, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., where Down Solid Entertainment's DJ Dollar Rock will be on the Wheels of Steel, radio edits for hip-hop, R&B, musician, poet. Just be there. And after that, well, if you want to, somebody did call in. For those who are calling in to find out how they can get their video shown up on the big screen, definitely hit up 216-804-7462. And Black House Sounds, well, Suave Gotti paid to have the video shown. It will be, wow, Reverse of War. And directly after the workshop, 6 p.m., come down to the auditorium, Broadway, including Dream Girls, The Wiz. So we feel like it's going to be very interesting in itself. Before I get to a couple of other events, I want to keep that mind on the hip-hop workshop as well for what I'm about to play. I do need to let people know, should they choose, it's the none other than VoiceItRadio.com's Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop radio show, which is on Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble with this one, but I'm going to talk about three people who did something wrong. And, well, they really did do something wrong. That's why they're kind of in trouble like they are. You know, in 1993, Evan Chandler accused Michael Jackson of sexually abusing Chandler's 13-year-old son, Jordan. Now, Chandler, he initially welcomed, encouraged, and bragged about his son and his connection to the celebrity. Now, Jackson's camp offered a $300,000 settlement, which was rejected. On January 25th, 1994, Michael Jackson settled out of court approximately $23 million. Some say $21 million, but, you know, for the attorneys and for a few other things like that. But they settled out of court. The interesting thing was, some thought the settlement was an admission of guilt, but the settlement stated that Jackson admitted no wrongdoing or admission of guilt. Now, years later, around December 18th of 2003, Jackson was fully charged with 7 counts of child sexual abuse, plus 2 counts of administering some sort of intoxicating beverage to, of course, a minor. Now, the only difference is Jackson fought the charge and won. In other words, Michael Jackson should have fought the first charge, because once he paid the first time, let's face it, the next family thought, easy pickings. Which brings us to the Cos, meaning Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, almost decades ago, you know, he settled out of court for sexually harassing, you know, a female, the lady. All right. And now we didn't know one black man could harass so many white women. There's even talk of a class action lawsuit proving that once you settle out of court, the piranhas start coming. They smell blood. You know, the blood that they smell is called money. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring in Jimmy Haslam. And you remember what I started on last week? I said I would do my best to finish it for this week. We talked about two trucking companies accusing Brown's owner, Jimmy Haslam, of directly orchestrating a scheme to cheat customers out of promised rebates. Now, Haslam, CEO of Pilot Flying J, the nation's largest diesel retailer with over $30 billion of revenue a year. Now, that was part one last week. But you have to remember something. The feds did raid his office in April 2013. 10 employees pleaded guilty. And didn't I say, number one, if the feds visit you more than once, they're building a case, plead guilty under you, they're snitching you out for a lighter sentence? And number three, if all parties don't settle and the feds don't say you're all clear, you're not clear. So, yeah, I can say Michael Jackson, I would say Bill Cosby, Jimmy Haslam, when you start settling, hey, it might take you a while to clear your name, but you're better off not starting something that your so-and-so is going to have to complete. 216-389, I'm coming to you to see what's on your mind this fine evening. Like I say, I just want to welcome everybody out to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How are you?
Good evening. This is Christian Carr representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NFL, the Cleveland Browns played against the Buffalo Bills this past Sunday and lost 26-10. Brian Hoyer is in a slump, whereas he threw 5 interceptions in the past 3 games. If he doesn't get it together, he will find himself sitting behind Johnny Manziel. They still have a shot at the playoffs, but in the AFC North, it will be difficult. In the NBA, the Cavs seem to have found a winning spirit, and they have now begun to gel. LeBron James was also Player of the Week, averaging 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists, and right now they're on a 3-game winning streak. On this day in sports, in 1967, Wilt Chamberlain set an NBA record by missing 22 free throws. In 1984, Doug Flutie won the 50th Heisman Trophy. There's your weekly sports report. Now back to Al Porter, the man in the street.
Oh, man, I thank you for calling in because that was a rough game to watch yesterday. And Cleveland is like unforgiving town unless you start winning. And with that being said, where do you see things going between Manziel and Hoyer? Your opinion.
I believe that at the end of the day, the Browns want to. They're going to give Brian Hoyer another shot because you got to think we have the Colts, the Bengals,
and
the Baltimore Ravens. Those are 3 tough games. We have Carolina, the Carolina Panthers. We still have a tough schedule, and like it's kind of hard to put Johnny Manziel in that type of situation because what happens if he loses those games? Then people are going to not trust him. They're going to have doubt. So I'd rather just have Brian Hoyer finish the season out. Then next year, if Johnny Manziel is ready and he's mature enough, then I believe that he should get the starting job.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. And one last question to ask you, man, with everything that happened, concussions are back in the spotlight again. How does your football coaching staff and all of that, how do they deal with that, especially with y'all being young players and all of that? How do they look at it, explain it? What changes do you feel has been made, like, from your experience?
I believe that at Glenville, if we say we have a problem, they're going to take it seriously. Like last year, we had a player just jokingly saying that, "Oh, I got a concussion," and he had to sit out 2 games because he said that. So I mean, they take it very serious and they really care about the player's safety because it's more than just we're about to go out there and play a game. It's more about there are father figures right now, you know, at the time. So they care about our well-being. So, right, like, that's, they take it very serious as far as our health and our condition.
Oh, that's a blessing. And I thank you for calling in, man, and dropping that. We appreciate it hearing it.
Appreciate you too, sir.
All right. If you stay on the line, we might have a couple of things that you might like.
All right.
And thanks again to my man that was, wow, Christian Clark breaking it all down and bringing sports reality into us on a Monday. And before we even get into our next song, I would like to tell people you can feel free to check out that Cleveland Soul. Every Sunday, it's a closed night, so gifted artists only. Last night, you had Summer, you had Olo, they sang. And then you had Poetry from Network. This coming Sunday, by popular demand, return performance, the man known as Red Stripe. First 20 people in are free. Next 30, $5 a piece. And after that, $10. You have food, drink specials, 7 p.m. at the Rathskeller, right off 14th Prospect. You can't miss it on a Sunday. It's the only thing popping over there. So I had to give that shout out to that. Let people know also, because there are a few things that's happening. So I want to go back to something that I did think was very beautiful. And I have to thank the Russell and Williams families. who spearheaded the two-year memorial of 137 shots, where Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Revolution Books, and many others showed at Heritage Park. This wasn't like any vigil I've been to. As Kim Russell had come to myself for help in this, Black on Black Crime, Inc., BMA, well, we provided a projector screen so that loved ones' pictures could be shown. And a shout-out to the Forgotten Soldiers in Entertainment, who provided a generator for sound and did a powerful rap tribute. And the highlight of the night was when Art McCoy, of course, Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 1490 a.m., that's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, www.newstalkcleveland.com, as Art had the Williams and Russell family comfort Tamir Rice's grandfather as he copes with the 12-year-old's death. So that was some very, very, very strong things that happened right there. As I'm looking at my phone line, I need to check out and see what's happening with this one caller from 216-772. That's 216-772. I almost know who this number belongs to, but I'm still going to bring this Rebel Rouser on anyway just because it's always nice to have him on. What's going on, Rebel Rouser?
Man, I'm lucky I didn't get arrested. We took over the streets. They disrupt the youth, disrupted the council meeting. You probably heard about this already.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something. Just like last week, it was 9:30 when the Ferguson verdict came out. And so
yes.
You get to tell us what happened at the council meeting tonight. You're the first one to call in about it.
There was a large rally out front, and there was about 150 people, all walks of life, very diverse, mostly young. And at one point, a big group, half the people went into the city council meeting, and we sat down. And a number of two people at a time would stand up and disrupt the meeting, saying the demands of the group, the new abolitionist movement here in Cleveland, the demands being body cams on all police by January 25th. Fire the police that killed Tamir Rice and Nene Anderson. Tanisha Anderson.
Yeah, Tanisha Anderson, okay.
Yes, and also another demand was to have the Citizen Review Board elected by the people. And there was another one I forgot, I'm sorry. But in any case, when two people stood up and shouted this out in unison, of course, they would finish their what they're saying. The police came over and escorted them out. Two more people would stand up from another spot in the room, and they said their piece, and they'd be escorted. Two more after that, and two more after that. And everyone stood up and clapped, and at least from our group, there was about 50 or 60 of us in there. And then we exited and proceeded to rally out front and then marched all the way to Public Square from City Hall. And we knew that the police were going to round us up at Public Square, so we took a quick right and meandered back to City Hall and continued the rally. So we're going to meet again next week, same time for the city meetings. Yep.
Wow. In other words, let's get this straight real quick before I do anything else and ask you anything. You mean to tell me you went down to interrupt our city hall that belongs to our people?
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
went to disrupt our city hall. So that means the people are actually standing up for themselves.
That's right.
In Cleveland, Ohio, where people said we would never stand up over anything, it means, in other words, people from, like you said, all walks of life are standing up and demanding instead of asking.
Yes, right, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that because I didn't want to take anything out that I wasn't clear on because right now you had me proud, so I don't want to find out that, you know, something's going on that I won't be proud of. So continue
and,
on because I know something else that's going on.
Yeah, well, there's no going back from this. I mean, people aren't going to give up. You know, I know we got a cold winter ahead of us, but people are going to be in the streets, and they're going to be in the city meetings. You know, and Al, just a reminder, I know that I want to go to that safety committee meeting on Thursday at 1 p.m. at City Hall because it's all going to be focused on the recent fatalities at the hands of the police and hands of shootings that occurred on 92nd Street, you know, the homicides that occurred. So that's going to be dedicated 1 p.m. I'm going to be there, I hope. And then Saturday we got a town meeting. We're going to have presentations from a number of different groups, Black on Black, Peace in the Hood, Social Justice Committee, who's also putting forth firing all the 13 shooter cops from 2 years ago, Tim and Melissa. And also we got a legislative piece that we're going to be pushing forward on Saturday. 11 a.m., Martin Luther King Library. This will be the Civil and Human Rights Committee gathering. We're calling it a town meeting, and we're going to have probably about 150 people there at Martin Luther King Library and University Circle. So we got room for a couple more if you want to join us. Anybody is welcome, of course. It's free. Bring a couple bucks. We're going to kick in for pizza during lunch, during 1 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you, man.
Check out the People Forum, the Cleveland People Forum on Facebook, and we can stay in contact if people want to try to look up, okay?
All right, and thanks again, Brother Don.
Thank you, Al. Take care. Have a good night.
You too. And he could definitely listen in for the rest of this program. I just had to ask those questions because sometimes it's unbelievable, but it's a blessing the same. Before I play this next song, I do definitely want to let people know, check out the Butters Radio Show, 91.1 FM, 2 a.m., and that's a Monday morning, early Monday morning. WRUW.org, Cleveland Standard Time, and also on the one, Jazz Funk Rare Grooves. That's a Sunday time, 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. I'm going to leave out with, well, I'll tell you what. Next week, we will break down a lot about Tamir Rice, how his unfortunate death, along with Ferguson and a few other things, started our city to stand up. But just how long will we stand up? Which is a good, strong question to ask right now. I want to at least play one track. Let's just get this little song out of the way. My man AUG, we're going back, play something from him. And I just thank you for being here with us. Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
Yeah, ha. Always underground game. Freestyle, I rip. Yo, check this out, yo. I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting, but this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip hop when you got dollar rocks. Swive in the spirit, I give your mad props. Hip hop workshop. Area. We got that new stuff taking through the burial ground because we representing the underground. Local hip hop in the 216 clown. Giving shots to the sheriff, he's my main promoter. My dog kept it real at the bottom line. His name is El Porter, bulletproof. Just like my dog, his name is 5A. Call on DJ Dollar Rock to rock the party. Always underground game, that's my main claim to fame. Hip hop workshop, always on the main. Yeah, what's up? This is AUG, always underground game. Check out the new CD coming out. Underground love is the game, coming very soon. Yo, yo, yo. Much love to my dog, Jared. United North, Bob Gotti, DJ Dollar Rock, spinning it up. Yeah. Hip Hop Workshop, Volume 1, Mixed CD, Freestyle. Yeah.
And I, of course, wish to thank OPN Entertainment, OPNENT, for their tribute to Al Porter and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. It's Dollar Bill hosted from the U.S. Urban Survival. And those people like
Urban Survival, Sexplicit, Solomon Kane, Patty L, The Dollhouse, Down Solid Entertainment, Hood Famous TV, Inferno, who showed up for a show that started in East Cleveland, and the workshop is definitely, wow, started there in 2004, and is currently at Cleveland State University. I might have time to talk about one or two other things. Before I do, I want to point out the E period A period T period Network on Facebook. That's EAT Network on Facebook. And I might want to start and get into, like, good news, bad news type of thing. The reason I want to get into it is because I feel like it might be a little bit of an important story. Just a little bit of an important story. Because, you know, Representative John Barnes Jr., that's right, a Cleveland Democrat, filed a defamation lawsuit a few weeks ago against the Ohio Democratic Party as chairman, Chris Redford. Now, he filed a complaint against the Democratic Party's chairman, Chris Redford, to raise issues about African-American and minority representation in the party. Now, Barnes said the party recruited and supported a 2014 primary opponent in his race as punishment for refusing to join the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, which is composed of African-American Democratic state lawmakers. Now, Barnes claims the party made false political statements to harm his reputation. Barnes' attorney has evidence that the party didn't take race concerns seriously. Now, Barnes also claims Representative, Sandra Williams. So, Representative Sandra Williams, then president of the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, asked Representative Armin Budish at that time in 2010 for a $200,000 contribution to the caucus in exchange for votes to elect him minority leader. Now, recently, Sandra Williams has taken to court. She was taken to court for misuse of campaign funds in purchasing Ohio State University tickets. And even worse, the lawsuit's allegations say Cuyahoga County executive elect Armand Budish played key roles in Ohio House denying Barnes seniority consideration. Wow, for committee assignments unless he went through the Black Caucus. And it raises red flags that Budish might, as county exec, put partisan considerations ahead of fairness and equity. Now, county council was supposed to take the place of decades of crookedness that was done where jail Cuyahoga Commissioner Jimmy DeMore, Auditor Frank Russo, and dozens of others, you know, Republicans, were found guilty of taking millions from the poor. That's right. 60-something no-good Republicans. Huh? What? Hold up. They weren't Republicans? You sure? They were actually Democrats? Are you right about that? Okay. So you're telling me the good news is that the Democrats have been running our county for years, but the bad news is that the Democrats are running our county for years. Now, they've always said that you Republicans, if left, will destroy my city. You are rich, right-wing fat cats who'll take money out of my pockets, ignore the people in the inner city. So I'm going to deal directly with the Republicans, all right? You all will cheat our children and go with big business every time. So thank God Democrats, you know, they have run Cleveland for years, but hold up. In the Cuyahoga corruption scandal case, wasn't it a bunch of Democrats who got rich off our money? 60-something, mostly Dems, like Jimmy DeMore, hundreds of thousands. Frank Russo gave tens of millions of dollars to friends, plus building inspectors, judges, dealing in illegal foreclosures and all types of illegal activities in Cuyahoga County, including bribery and extortion. Okay, fine. But it's a good reason to stick with Cleveland, where I'm glad, at least not just the county, we're run by Democrats. But Democrats care about real, everyday people and not just big business. Well, okay, there's the $30 million spent on the chandelier and $30-plus million on remaking Public Square, and our Democratic Mayor Jackson and City Council fought to keep the red light, speed light camera traps. And Democratic leaders, city leaders in East Cleveland and Cleveland allowed Huron Road Hospital, St. Luke, St. Alexis to close. And Democrats let the Browns add a new scoreboard out of city money. Yeah, damn, there goes that idea. I tell you what, I'll be right back as I try to figure out why I'm so in love with the Democratic Party and everything, because if I'm not mistaken, I haven't heard a peep from our Democratic leaders on the killings from the police department that has come, you know, from the police itself. Wow.
In the club, looking all around. Hey.